Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. This is April 29th, 2022. This is one of those unfortunate days, one of those bummer days. I hate it. It sucks. WWE has released, thus far, 10 NXT talent. First off, I want to thank NordVPN.com/Fightful for sponsoring this show. I'll wait and tell you about that later. I never like putting stuff like this behind the paywall. They allow us to make sure the show is free. We're going to run through the list. We've got more details on three of them on FightfulSelect.com. But Fightful has unfortunately announced the releases of 10 NXT talent. Malcolm Bivens, Dakota Kai, Draco Anthony, Harlan, Raylan Devine, Mila Milani, Sanjana George, Persia Perota, Paige Prinzivalli, and Dexter Lumis among them. A couple of ground rules that I want to establish here on this stream. Do not speculate about somebody else losing their job. Do not dance on anybody's grave. Do not ask us if more are coming, please. We'll provide you details as we can, but don't do that. Don't wish anybody else to lose their job, anything like that. But it is very, very unfortunate. Lots of releases today. If you followed WWE or followed Fightful Select, you would have seen that this was something that was concerned about a couple of weeks ago. Sorry, guys, I might get distracted like here and there because I'm getting news as I'm on the air, and I'll try to stay on track. Yes, I see Solo Sikoa's tweet. It's a knife. I get it. We'll work on it, but let's not speculate within the chat. But some incredibly surprising releases here. Like, I don't know how you can't find something to do with Stokely Hathaway, Malcolm Bivens, Dakota Kai. I do know that WWE did not quite think that Harlan's in-ring was on the level as of yet, but there were 10 releases. The five that probably stood out the most: Persia, Malcolm Bivens, Dakota Kai, Harlan, Dexter Lumis, and of course you got Draco Anthony as well. Just a significant set of cuts happening on NXT, and I heard about from an official that was quite frustrated that a lot of the acts, a lot of the stories, a lot of that was sort of cut off at the legs, so to speak. You all don't have to send super chats, humper chats, all that stuff. We will read them on the air as we get that information. We've got Sean Breslin saying, absolutely heartbroken. Dakota has been my favorite of all in NXT since 2018. Bought her action figure a week ago. She'll succeed. She's far too good not to. Thanks for the work from one Sean to another. Well, I think she's going to be fine. She got an awful lot of looks from WWE in dark matches, and I didn't hear anything bad emerge from that. And usually if there's something bad, I'll hear something come of that. You know what I mean? But she got a look, I want to say in January, a couple in November on SmackDown, and then August, September, October, she was all over dark matches and main event and stuff like that. I'd never quite heard anything about Malcolm Bivens being called up, but I do know that he had made it abundantly clear that he was not going to re-sign with the company. They tried to get him to re-sign in February, and he hit him with a big fat no for that one. Shot Kid says, I shouldn't be surprised, but really, this has to be a cruel joke against Roddy at this point. So for those of you who aren't exactly clued in as to what that means, a year ago, Diamond Mine was planned, and it was to feature Roderick Strong, who was at that time supposed to help elevate the cruiserweight title to like a semi-main level. They were going to put an awful lot of juice into the cruiserweight title. We had reported about it, and they were going to add a lot of stock to that, so to speak. Well, obviously that didn't happen because that title doesn't exist anymore. The pitched or the planned stable was Roderick Strong, Tyler Rust, Malcolm Bivens, Arturo Huas, Hideki Suzuki, and Marina Shafir. Marina Shafir, who is Roderick Strong's wife. Roderick Strong is the only one left. The only one left. Now, the Creed brothers, they've got a lot of upside. Ivy Niles, great. But man, unreal. Unreal. We have more chats. Terrence says, days like this sucks. This is a donation for you and the Fightful crew for not only reporting this, but as hard as it may be, but dealing with the trolls on social media, I barely look at the replies anymore on days like this, man. Don't even want to give it attention. Is the NXT trials things true? You'll have to see what I mean or specify what you mean to Shires, but they are on much shorter leashes than they used to be. I mean, they didn't use Bivens for like 2 years on TV, and he was ready to leave last year. Throwback says, as much as this stinks, you have to think of the positive side. People like Dexter will have better opportunities in the future. WWE gutting NXT. I'm still shocked at all this. I don't think they've gutted NXT. They did take a few really important parts, though. Like Dexter Lumis had been involved with Indy Hartwell and all that. I don't know that necessarily Dexter Lumis is in a better spot now than when he had his WWE job, because he was not working a ton before NXT. Between his TNA and his NXT runs, I mean, like, he worked NWA and he worked some indies here and there, but he was not wrestling nearly as much between 2015 and early 2019 as he has the last few years. That's just not the case with him. Dakota Kai and Malcolm Bivens will absolutely get better opportunities. Carlos says, I was at the War Games for Dakota's turn, one of the coolest moments I've ever seen live. That spin around and that kick, whoo boy. And now if they want to, they can sort of reunite Team Kick, if you know what I mean. Like that was one that I think could have had some more juice behind it. And if like Impact Wrestling, they just lost the inspiration, right? Team Kick is right there. A lot more releases, including several names that you probably never saw wrestle on TV, but one of those names that you did see wrestle on TV and they've been featured pretty heavily on TV was Persia Perota, who is 25 years old. She had moved from Australia over here. Doudrop had specifically named her in an interview with me, saying that she helped her, she helped Doudrop get accustomed and adjusted to the United States very well, like really went out of her way to single her out. I mean, she's almost 6 feet tall. She's got some experience behind her. She had been working for a few years before WWE had even signed her, but man, she was a heavily featured character on NXT 2.0. And you know, poor Indy Hartwell, man. Like Austin Theory called up, Johnny Gargano gone, Candice LeRae out of action due to maternity leave, Persia gone, Dexter gone. So like, I want to know what the plan is with Indy Hartwell. I mean, I would like to say, well, she's too good for them to let go, but it's just, yeah, it's just, it's very surprising that they've nuked this whole angle. Yeah. Need to repost one of my tweets because I accidentally put a typo in it. There we go. But surprised. I wish I could say I was surprised. I'm not. And it's funny because I know that multiple people had seen their releases coming and had made it clear they weren't going to re-sign. Goodman says, do you think that Dexter was cut due to age, never got a dark match look? Yeah, I think he was, but that was just, that's just me. That's just my assumption. Dragon Master Adam says, I'm waiting for Kota Ibushi versus Dakota Kai now. Very clever. Very clever. I bet that could be a fun match as well. I'm going to pass along any information. I will not be on the post SmackDown show tonight. I'm going to pass along any additional information to Kate and Robert, who will be on that show. But it is not a fun day. But this person says, does it ever get you jaded? Yeah, these are the days that get me jaded. These are the days that make me go, ha, I want to do this. Do I want to report on this? But I heard from multiple people that are that have been released, and they were in very good spirits. I don't think it was a secret in NXT that Malcolm Bivens wanted his release, because I had heard that from numerous people. Andrew says, one time,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Harland had the keys to the kingdom. What happened? This is a huge misconception. He got hired because he had a good athletic pedigree and he looked like Brock Lesnar. But he couldn't wrestle like Brock Lesnar. Didn't have the charisma of Brock Lesnar. I know that they had to get on him one time because he posted like footage, training footage that was not supposed to be out. But he was never like one of those guys they looked at and said, the absolute future. I mean, granted, there were some people that had hyped him accordingly, but that's just not accurate. Despite a lot of people crowning him before he ever stepped foot in the ring. The Shire says they don't even plan these. It's almost like they wake up and say, let's release 10 people today. Well, I can tell you that at least at one point I knew a bunch of releases the day before they happened. The Braun Strowman set of releases, because I spent all day trying to make sure that those were right. And I was shocked, tried to clue in a couple people. Goodman says, if I'm Roddy and I didn't pass dark matches, should I be worried? If you're Roddy, should you be worried? No. No, absolutely shouldn't be worried, because I'll tell you why. Either you're going to stay in WWE and make money, or AEW is going to hire you for this Undisputed Elite angle and you're going to make money. Like, Roderick Strong should be in the least fucks amount of given boat I could possibly imagine. Like, he would probably be like, not only cut me, but how about you just let me out of my 90 days as well? And that's just my assumption. That's just my hunch. That is an integral story in AEW right now. Kenny Omega just waiting to come back when he's healed up to do Elite versus Undisputed Era. Oh, and then you can add a fourth person to that. That way the odds are even. And it's the complete Undisputed Era. Oh, man. No, I don't think Roddy should be worried at all. Cadillac Carson says the crowd popping over the Dakota heel turn and Tegan was wild. Hope they all land somewhere and do well wherever they go. I hope that's the case with everybody here. Whether or not they want to keep wrestling or they want to do something else, I hope they all do well. KE775 says, how can NXT do anything when they keep getting undermined? I wouldn't call this undermining. I think a lot of other stuff has been undermining. They did not use Dakota Kai lately. Persia got used a lot. Dexter got used. Bivens was like, sometimes he got used quite a bit, and then other times he wasn't on TV for 2 years. I think that those people that they released could have fit in the NXT 2.0 format, though. I think they were talented enough to do all that. Darren Wilton says, slightly off topic, just heard the UK pay-per-view is going to be called Clash at the Castle. That is a stupid-ass name. A stupid-ass name. Listen. Terrible name. I want to thank NordVPN.com/Fightful for bringing this show for free, guys. You can change your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's the fastest VPN in the world. It gives you threat protection, blocks online trackers, blocks annoying pop-up ads, and blocks malware. Not only that, it works on all your devices, phone, tablet, PC, desktop, laptop, router, even everything. It works on everything. And again, the fastest VPN in the world. You can watch geo-blocked programs thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're ordering that big pay-per-view from UFC next weekend, you can subscribe to overseas services and get that at a much cheaper rate thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Also, you get a great deal and you get an additional month free when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee if you don't like it. I want to thank them for sponsoring this and all of our shows, as that way we don't have to put this behind the paywall. So thank you to NordVPN.com/Fightful. These shows suck to do, but glad that we could bring you this show for free. So I want to know what you guys think. Where do you guys think a lot of these people land? Malcolm Bivens is one of them that should be assigned to AEW immediately. Dakota will be one that is going to get a lot of suitors. Persia, if people see like the upside in her, I think as well. Dexter Lumis, I would be shocked if he didn't take some NWA bookings of some sort. He was actually the narrator for 10 pounds of gold early on. So I would be surprised if he didn't do something. Proto says, sad to see, but lots of these guys have bright futures. Stokely and Dakota can work well off of basically anyone. Dexter is super unique. They work well off of each other. Do you remember the Busset challenge that that Dakota did? I just reposted that like a half hour ago, and it's got like 225 retweets. Like that was one of the greatest troll jobs. It was so good. They're so talented. Raphael says, I really wanted to see Bivens on commentary and the main roster. Everybody keeps saying Bivens and Jade. I can tell you there were some people in NXT or AEW rather. They were hoping that Bivens would hop over to AEW when she came and that she would be managed by him. But I think Smart Mark has done a really, really good job. As far as Bivens on the main roster, I know that there were a lot of pitches for him to do digital stuff too. Nathan says, thanks, or tough day, dude. Thanks for doing what you do. Hey, thank you guys for caring. I don't like delivering this news any more than you guys like hearing about it. It sucks. It is a bummer. These are really, they're talented people, and they're people, man. They're people with their livelihoods affected, and I'm always excited to talk to them and promote their new stuff as well. But it is a bummer. Throwback says Dexter and Dakota in Japan would be a good fit. Dakota, Stardom for sure. Cadillac Carson says Bivens and Bivens. Hope that. Carson, my friend, Bivens, Malcolm Bivens, and Taz cutting promos on each other would be great. Bivens is so good at walking that fine line with being humorous, but also being serious. Because if you make him mad, if you out-troll him, if you embarrass him, he's going to fuck up your life. That's what Stokely Hathaway always did. He was fun in games. But if he felt like you got the upper hand on him, he's fucking up your life, man. And he has the connections to do so. Chris says Evie and BCC would be fun. I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that we can do there. Steeler says, how do we support these people? Pay attention to their social media, especially. They will have their pro wrestling tees and their streams. I mean, I'm sure Dakota's going to stream. I'm sure she's going to stream. And that's how sort of you take care of her, support that. And KE775 says, is Triple H involved in any of these decisions? Not that I've heard at all. Not that I've heard a bit. Guys, I want to thank you all for joining me. I have not heard of any more. I'm hoping that's it. Please join Kate and Robert tonight on Fightful for the post-AEW, post-SmackDown review. Dragon Master says Dakota already streams regularly. Yeah, I know. She'll continue to stream. But FightfulSelect.com, I already have some more news behind Bivens and Dakota Kai. But we're going to read these last few super chats. Sheila says, baffled they didn't think Harlem was ready. Is that all on him for not improving in developmental? No, a lot of people got thrown into the fire a lot quicker. Even Breaker got thrown into the fire a lot quicker than he normally would have with the change to 2.0. Because I'm telling you, weeks, mere weeks before Harlan showed up on TV, I was told there were no imminent plans for Harlan. So what does that tell you? Tom says, Jade turns face, dumps Mike podcast. Stokely as her babyface manager thinks she could work face. Oh, absolutely. Jade Cargill can work face. She is a megastar. N. Simmons says Dakota is such an organic, lovable babyface that could have made them money. Harland, I feel so bad for them. They made him a mute weirdo. Okay, so that's like a lot of him like turned a billion times up. He doesn't do like a lot of video interviews. So he was kind of like a mute guy anyway to a lot of people. But I don't think the gimmick was good. It wasn't good at all. Terrence says, thanks for the great work. Have you heard anything about morale after budget cuts? Has to be demoralizing for other talent. Yes, I've heard from main roster people. I've heard from people who left on their own. I've heard from one person on NXT, one featured person that was, I think livid would be an accurate reflection of how they felt. Livid. It's a bummer. I want to thank you guys for joining me. I want to thank you guys for caring. Fightful.com, FightfulSelect.com, but most importantly, support these people. Support the people that have been released. Retweet their stuff. Help get it out there. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.